Oh, okay. I just found out I'm on. How y'all doing today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller, broadcasting live right here from the links of Stony Point. Kind of a cloudy, overcast day today, and hey, that's okay because that means the sun's not beating down on us, but a beautiful afternoon. It still feels very, very bright here. That's I'm trying to read my cell phone here, having a little trouble because it is so bright. But let's just see what the weather report is telling us this afternoon. We have, what do we have going on here? Right now, we are in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's what I say. And let's see if we can get back to where I need to get to. Gosh, why does this change? Here we go. Hourly, what do we got right now here in Greenwood? We are looking at, I have no idea. Because we don't seem to be looking at anything. All right. Well, let's not worry about it. It's a nice little breeze here, probably about, let's see, somebody tell me, what do you think, 78, 80, 80 degrees, Lindsay? Okay, probably around maybe 81. We have the official weather report, 81. Lindsay has just given it to it. Very cloudy skies out here. Lots of people playing golf and having a good time here this afternoon. In fact, we have some people that are going to be coming by and talking to us. We brought our trusty hickory stick out here this afternoon because we want to know what Paul, the stick guy, the golf club guy, can tell us about this stick. So we've added a little challenge here for him this afternoon. Hopefully we're going to find him this afternoon, and hopefully we're going to find some other people to talk to. But let's just say this, it looks marvelous. There is serious play going on out here today, as it is the first day of the Self Regional Health Classic. The Symetra Tour is going on right now. We have a few people in the grandstands, not many. Traffic has definitely picked up out here. Yesterday it was very quiet, and today it is buzz, buzz, buzzing. So you're going to want to get your tickets to come out here. Tickets are only, that's right, $5, $5 to come. So how about make up your mind to come on out, whether you come out tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. It would be great, but come on by and see us right here at the links of Stony Point. We are broadcasting right off from the clubhouse here. Of note, I just met the newest addition to the Medford family. Many of you have seen her picture on Facebook. Well, I've seen her in person, so she's a cutie, and she looked like she was very nonplussed about everything that was going on at the links of Stony Point. Did just talk to Jim Medford, and he said they've been going over the plans for Saturday night because they know this place is going to be rocking. That's right, because they're going to do fireworks out there at the lake off of Hole 13. They're going to have boats and music. The Deacons of Swing are going to be playing Saturday night. Lots of people will be coming by boat, but I think a large group of people will be out here just to enjoy the whole evening. So you're going to want to make sure you put that on your plans. And by the way, while you're making plans, don't forget to make plans for Sunday, Mother's Day, to be right out here at the links for their big, big, really big buffet at the links of Stony Point. Tickets, as I said, are $25 for adults, $15 for children 6 to 12 and under 5 eat free. They will have the Lander Jazz Quartet, and they're still taking reservations. If they have a huge tent outside. If you're thinking it's going to be in their clubhouse, no. This is actually going to be outside. It's going to be a beautiful day to be here, so mark that down. 942-0903 to make that reservation, 942-0903. Lots of serious lady golfers out here this afternoon getting ready. In fact, that's Michelle over there. See if you can go find Michelle. That'd be great. Yep, Michelle Liggett is out here. She's got gals getting massages and whatnot. So we were going to see if we could get Michelle over here to talk about the windup of the Piedmont Tech. In fact, graduation, is it, it's going on today, I think. Is it today or tomorrow? today, tomorrow. I'm not sure. But we got a whole group of Piedmont Tech grads graduating, so looking forward for them to be able to graduate. Now, they do have the gals and guys from the massage therapy out here doing a good job getting rid of some of those kinks that everybody gets. That's the massage school is out here this afternoon. So good to see them out here. They're over on one of the big gazebos. So there you go. That's what's going on. Hey, I'm going to take a little break, see what I can find out. Don't you go away, because we are coming right back at you live from the links of Duty Point.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at the links of Stony Point. This afternoon, I am privileged to be talking to one of our favorite nimble-fingered ladies, Michelle Liggett, right here with massage therapy out there at Piedmont Technical College. How you doing today, Michelle?
Oh, my. I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm feeling great. The greens are gorgeous as usual, and the players are all collared up with their clubs in hand and swinging away.
Yeah, so that means they'll get some misalignment.
They could. That's why we're here again.
That's right. Yeah. So you're set up over in the gazebo over there.
Yes, we are.
Nice place over there.
It is. It's got overhead fans, and there's a breeze, and people come through. We love it.
Yeah. So how has class been doing this? Your class actually doesn't graduate till August, is that right?
Correct. Right. August, beginning of. We've been very busy. Right now, they're technically on a break. But they all volunteered to come out here. They love the greens also, and they want to have that experience with the public.
That's right. And I guess these are all being done for free, aren't they?
They are, with exception to the full body massages being held at Spa on the Green, which is the little clinic we have at the end of the pool here at Stony Point. And that donation is what it is, $20, just like it normally is throughout the week, goes to the PTC Foundation, and then it's split off into supplies and scholarships, etc.
Well, full body massages. Can we talk? Are you getting any good looking guys coming through there?
They're all good looking.
Okay,
love them
come on
all.
Now. Some are better than others. Let's just be frank here, folks.
We enjoy a toned physique.
Yes,
let's just
that's
put
right.
It that way.
Yes, and if you are not toned, by the time the show gets finished with you, you will be toned.
That's just fish.
Yes, there is that kind of background coming out there.
Sure
is there.
Is.
So how many students are working in the program this year?
I have 13 at this time.
Lucky 13.
Oh, yeah. Baker's dozen.
That's right. And is that where you're going to be Saturday night, down on a lucky hole 13 with the fireworks and music and everything? You're going to want to be there. If you're not planning on it, Michelle, you need to think about it. It's going to be a blast down there.
Wow, I heard that it will be. So we'll see what happens when I can arrange. Yeah. Good.
So now you're doing this for anybody that comes through after,
anyone.
Yeah.
So it's open. The massage chairs, of course, nobody pays anything for that. You come out and get a feel for what it's going to be like. And
you get a feel for what it's going to be like. Anybody catch that other than me? Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And so from there, if they want a full body, they just sign up. We have a little booklet that they can sign up in, and we'll take care of them also in the clinic.
Now, you're still, I presume, running the clinic at Piedmont Tech?
Right, that's correct.
People that don't know about this, for those that do know about it, you should share this information, right? Because it's a really great thing.
It really is. It's Monday through Thursday, and the times are 12 to 1, 1:15 to 2:15, and 2:30 to 3:30, and it's only $20 for a donation to Piedmont Tech.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing that now through when?
Till the end of July.
End of July.
And that's the end of that, and I'll wait for the new crew to show up at the end of August, and we begin our training session again.
Yeah. So it really is a great opportunity. Now, if somebody's interested, you have the telephone number
to call? I sure do, yeah. If you're interested in an appointment, please call 941-8785.
That's right. What is that number again?
I'll do it again. 941-8785.
8785.
Correct.
And to do that, though, just for those that are thinking about this, this is like going to a real massage therapist. You
it
have
really
to have
is.
The whole fill out
check
your
in,
check-in.
Paperwork, you sign in. If we haven't seen you yet, you'll be filling out a health history. We need to know what your health is like. Do you have any chronic problems that might require a physician's note, such as COPD, which is chronic pulmonary disease? And now my brain is going dead. I've been in the sun too long.
You look fine.
Chronic, yeah. Thank you. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. There I go.
Right.
Okay. And if somebody has a pacemaker, well, I need a doctor's note for that. Or if they have emphysema, things like that, because there are different ways we have to handle people. But for the most part, people coming in through the door all seem to fit the mold. So on the table they go, but it's in a fashion of organization. We will look at your posture. If you have a high shoulder, a high left hip, or you're rotated, we need to know that so we can go after those muscles that are contracted, which you generally have created yourself through poor body mechanics.
Well, there you go. See, isn't this pretty cool to be able to sit down and just say, hey, this is what's going on. And, you know, one of the advantages, Piedmont Tech does very well off of not only the golf tournament that
right.
they have out here, but
right.
even
out in the community. Yeah, there are many different opportunities to excel, different tournaments going on. We have PTC Golfing Classic every year that we perform
sure.
the function in. And it's been very helpful to give that exposure to students. But having said that, we do encourage organizations out in the field to start drawing also from graduates who could certainly use the time to give out their cards and bring in people. They've been trained by Piedmont Tech, and they're pretty darn good.
If you do say so yourself.
Exactly.
Well, Michelle, thanks so much for stopping by. You'll be out here. It's good to see the Piedmont Tech crew out here. You've got maroon-colored shirts and khaki pants, I think, out
yes.
there working.
Right. We have our standard uniforms, and so we'll be here as we were today. Also the 8th, which is tomorrow, then the 9th and the 10th. And the 10th is Mother's Day. So we'll see you all those days.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Good to see you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Ann.
All right. Andy, let's hear a quick word from some sponsors, and let's be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, well, we are on with Heather Simmons-Jones. She is the go-to gal for the Partnership Alliance. How you doing today, Heather?
I mean, how could you not be great on a day like this?
I'm telling you, the weather is perfect, isn't it?
It has been wonderful. It's been nice and sunny, but breezy, and the girls are all just smiling, and looks like everyone's glad to be in Greenwood.
That's right. And down there, you have this fancy tent down there by the Rolex clock there. I tell you what, that bottle chandelier is pretty awesome.
Well, we are very excited because one of our investor partners, Young Office, helped us theme our tent for Cinco de Mayo. So we have some nice furniture and lighting, and the chandelier has been quite the top piece. So it's pretty neat. You should stop by and see it.
That's right. So you can't miss it. It's right below the Rolex clock. And, of course, you've got all the flags coming down on either side there, too. But this is a great networking possibility for potential future business coming into Greenwood, isn't it? Industry, et cetera.
Absolutely. We see the Symetra with so many different benefits. Not only does it put us in a national spotlight, it benefits us from a tourism perspective, from a potential new resident perspective, but from an economic development opportunity. we can use it as an anchor event to bring folks to town and tell them more about Greenwood County and show them around at all of our community assets while there's something really cool going on at the same time. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That's right. And to be the only Symetra tour in South Carolina is huge, isn't it?
It is. It is. And then to be one of the largest, if not the largest, purse winning.
It is the largest.
Yeah, the largest. Yeah,
$30,000.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And, you know, these girls, if they're not winning, they're not eating. And so it's extremely important for them.
Is that why they're so skinny?
It is. It is. I need to quit winning and quit eating. But, you know, it's so important for them to have the atmosphere that we have in Greenwood of support, where they're getting to stay in homes and they're being fed and, you know, there's stuff for them to do all throughout the week, because so often they go somewhere and they're in a hotel and, you know, they're just eating whatever. And so they say they love coming here because of the way that they're treated and how much of a part of the family they feel like when they get here.
Well, it's so great because it is a golf community out here. And I tell you what, I think everybody is raving about the greens and the fairways and everything. The course is in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, it is. I've heard some really good things. And, you know, the Symetra tournament itself does a lot and has a great name and brings a lot of notoriety to the community. But a lot of what folks see when they get out here isn't just what the Symetra tournament brings, but really what the Medfords and Stony Point have done to pull it all together. And
that's a huge undertaking.
It is. It is. And it's not done lightly. It's not done in a small fashion. Anyone that knows Jim knows it's go bigger,
go home. Last year, bigger, bolder, better.
It's huge. It is. So it's awesome, and it's an honor to be part of a team that works together so collaboratively and puts out so much to make Greenwood better. And so we're happy to be here and excited to have year two of the tournament and look forward to 8 more awesome opportunities to show everybody what makes us so special.
Well, you know, curiosity stake, is there anything that you feel is going to come together business-wise, industry, et cetera, that may be coming and that maybe you were able to put a stamp on it? I know you won't tell me what it is, but, you know, can we just feel that there's something going on, Miss Secretive?
There's always something going on. We are still, we've changed a few out, but we're still at about 35 projects that we're working right now. And I always tell you, economic development's a game of numbers, so the more you put in, the greater your opportunity is to get some out the other side. We have several right now that are on our hot list, and we are working on some options on property right now for folks. And, you know, we had folks in Monday, and it's you never quite know when the announcements will come, and that's for a lot of reasons, most of which are out of our control. But we're hopeful that it won't be too far in our windshield before we see the next one.
Well, sounds like that's almost an announcement.
Nah. You know better. I wouldn't do that.
I know. I just put it out there because the folks are listening, and of course they all are. Everybody wants to know what's coming to town, but we have had so many good things come to town.
Yeah, and you know, it's awesome because you have to look at things kind of incrementally. It's not like one big thing happens overnight. It's, you know, Sunday we're on HGTV. I mean,
right.
That's awesome.
Right.
And then you couple that with a week-long tournament, and then you layer on the successes we've had from announcements the last 2 years. And you talk about the 35 projects that we have underway now. You know, it's just like you keep adding ingredients into the pot, and you get the recipe out, and then everyone kind of goes, dang, that's a really good recipe. We need to repeat it.
Right.
And then we start over again. So sure. It's very cyclical and very fun, and there's just a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, I know you're excited because it looks like Ulta's going to be, they have made tremendous strides here.
I know. I'm so excited. I don't have to drive outside the county now to get those last few things I need.
Yeah. And, of course, the grocery store that's going to be opening there in the old Walmart Plaza.
Yep,
so
Save a Lot.
Save a Lot.
Yep.
I think so.
That's another one. And if you haven't driven by the new Walmart lately, it's almost done. I mean, it's crazy to see how
much pain that's put a lot of these projects behind.
Yeah, it really has been. Everyone suffered a little bit from the rain, but certainly we appreciate having all the pretty green, lush lawns and the nice trees and the lake being so pretty. And so, you know, it's give and take.
Any possibility of another hotel coming into the area?
I don't really know about any hotels right now. I mean, certainly we study occupancy rates and we look at nightly stays and those sorts of things. I mean, obviously on a weekend like this, we wish we had 10 more hotels.
Sure.
But at the same time, you've got to make certain that the ones that are here now are full before you start trying to knock on the door of another one. I mean, we all hear and want and hope for a hotel at the lake, and I mean, I think that's something we certainly are focused on seeing if we can make happen, but I wouldn't say that there's a hotel coming at the present.
Okay. So what is coming at the present? See, I'll just ring this back around again.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Heather. All right. Well, listen, I know you're working hard out there to make things come together, and it's not just our community. It's dealing with our Congress people and our state officials, and it takes a lot to pull all these strings together to get some nice organizations in here. And, you know, you certainly have worked hard to get some of them, and I know you're working very hard to get the rest of them here.
Well, it takes a team, and luckily we have one of the best teams, both internally and in the community, that there is. So it makes our jobs a lot easier.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you get back to lounging in one of your comfortable chairs down at the Partnership Alliance's booth with the, it looks like you were putting out cheese and good things out there. I think I saw a few hors d'oeuvres out there.
Well, only the best. Thanks, Anne.
All right,
great
thank
week.
You.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to hear a quick word. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. I am on, and I just saw one of their chief gardeners out here checking out the topiaries. That's right. So making sure they're in good shape, and they are looking good. We are here at the Links of Stony Point. Have you seen barbecue? That's right, barbecue down there at the Hole 13. If you haven't, you got to get out there and see the big pig. Carolina Pride came on board here, and they planted a big pig, and she is right down there on the 13th hole. And, of course, the 13th hole is where everything is happening. So, since everything is happening down there tomorrow evening, actually during the day, too, they will have a lot going on with that. Reason being, because it's where they're going to be playing music. The girls will really get to have the experience of being big time. I would say big time in working, playing golf, being able to concentrate when things are going on that make it difficult. So they're going to have music out there. They're supposed to turn down the music every time one of the gals goes to announce. But that's what's happening. So that's what'll be going on. And, of course, they'll have the fireworks. They'll have the Deacons of Swing playing. I think they play to 6 to 8 or 6 to 9. Fireworks are supposed to be around 9 o'clock. And, of course, it is Lake Greenwood Connect. Connect Lake Greenwood that is putting on the fireworks, and they'll be out on the boats, and they're hoping a lot of people come on the boats, and I'll tell you why, because you'll be able to have a great view of everything, and it won't be any having to get out of here or anything else. There'll be plenty of room. If you've got pontoon boats, bring them all out. You'll be having a great time doing that. So put that on the calendar for Saturday night, and then, of course, don't forget about Sunday. You know, the bad thing about this whole thing is that it's going to close out for us tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be here today and then tomorrow afternoon, and then we're going to, it'll all be over, except it won't be over because our time on the radio will be over, but we're going to be back out here Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon. We just were not going to be broadcasting. See one of those caddy guys going by with one of those Symetra golfers. That's right, looking good over there. playing out there. There's some cute outfits out here. Let me tell you, they look amazing. If only we could all look this good, huh? But they look great out there. So golfers coming everywhere, and we are right here making sure that we try to bring you all the details we can. Leaderboard is over there, kind of tough for me to see it, so I can't really tell you what the final scores are as they come in off the field. They will be, a lot of them will be finishing up 5:30, 6 o'clock, and so on, and then it'll be over for the day. Two groups went out. In fact, I thought I had the pairings for tomorrow. Of course, today we had a lot of gals going out early. In fact, Stephanie Konoya went out at 9:20 this morning, and it was good to see that she's out on the field. I hope she's been having a good day. We talked to her yesterday afternoon. Others that were out there doing great, just good stuff. I'm telling you, it's just good stuff. So the Classic Symetra Tour is here. The Self Regional Healthcare Foundation is here at the links promoting and having a great time. You'll be able to come out here and get a health check from the Self Regional bus that's out here. You'll be able to have some great food out here. Carolina Pride is going to be cooking up some good food. Tiki bars are already showing up. In fact, I'm right across from a tiki bar. I may have to go over there and see what's happening at the tiki bar before we leave here. I need a little libation. There you go. But anyways, that's what's happening. It's rather peaceful on the putting green, I can tell you that. If the girls are not out on the field playing, I understand a lot of them have gone to relax, and I think that's a good thing. Tomorrow will be the second day. They'll all be playing tomorrow, but by tomorrow afternoon, the field will be cut. I think it's down to about 70 golfers that will be playing in the final 2 days. Talk about pressure. That's when the pressure is really on. But as most of them have told me, you've got to play in the moment. You've got to focus on what's at hand. You can't be beating yourself up about last week or worrying about the future. You've got to play in the moment. Isn't that really great advice for all of us? Hey, you know what? I'm Ann Eller, and I have thoroughly enjoyed being out here this week. Looking forward to tomorrow afternoon. We are going to have a caddy on with us, Dave Andrews. He's written a novel, Pops and Sunshine, a story of love, loss, dreams, and determination. And he's written it, it's about golfing. So he has written, it's been picked up, I understand, by a film company. So who knows? We may be talking to somebody that can tell us all about this career. He's been doing this for years. So he is very, very popular out there on the field. Talked to somebody a few minutes ago, and they said, oh, you're talking to Dave. That's right. I'm talking to Dave tomorrow afternoon. So when we find out more, we'll have him in here tomorrow afternoon. That's about all I got here this afternoon. I was going to try to tell you a little more about Dave, but I don't know if I have. Do I have anything about Dave in here? Dave Andrews? No? Yes? No? Or I see about the book, but I didn't see anything. Oh, is that Dave? Okay. Who is caddying? Is he going to be caddying for her here? Jessica Alexander is who he is caddying for. Travels around. Jessica is a rookie year, was 2014 last year. She made $4,683, certainly not a lot. She is going to Coastal Carolina University. So there you go. But we'll be talking to him tomorrow. I understand he has a very interesting story. So I tell you what we're going to do. It actually looks like we might get a little rain out here, doesn't it? It does kind of look that way. I don't know if it is. But if there is some rain tonight, you know what that means. Of course, it'll be fantastic tomorrow. So let's do a quick check of the weather. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees right now. What are we looking for this evening? Oh, we are looking for Thursday, cloudy early with some clearing expected late. Low near 60 degrees, winds light and variable. Don't really talk about any rain, it just kind of feels like it. Tomorrow on Friday, we are looking for a high of 87 low of 62, no chance of rain. Saturday, high of 87, low of 63, only a 10% chance of rain. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, high of 88, low of 65, only a 10% chance of rain. Doesn't get any better than that. And then Monday, the rain comes in with a 60% chance of rain. So that's what's going on. Have you made your Mother's Day plans? If you haven't been to Sharp Facets, you need to go to Sharp Facets. Why do you need to go to Sharp Facets? Well, because we have Diamond Heart, 60% off. That's right, 60% off. And Diamond Journey Pendants and Diamond 3 Down, the past, the present, and the perfect future. So when you're trying to think what to do for somebody that's so special in your life, wouldn't a Diamond Heart, Diamond Journey Pendant, or a Diamond 3 Down Pendant be just perfect? I think it would, and here's why I do. Lots of times we bypass mom. Lots of times women don't take care of their health because they're taking care of others. Wouldn't it be nice to say, Mom, you're extra special and we want to do something special for you? Wouldn't it be special to do this for a graduation? I think so. Graduation, give them a good send-off. I know everybody says, oh, she just wants money. Well, yeah, everybody wants money. But wouldn't it be nice to have something to look back on 20 years from now? Doesn't have to be expensive. Right now, we have half-carat Diamond Hearts, regular $4.95. I believe they're $195. So give them something nice. Give them something they'll have for the future. And come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. You are listening to me, Ann Eller, right here on WCRS. That's going to do it for us today. I'll be back in the morning out here tomorrow afternoon. Got a lot of interviews lined up for tomorrow afternoon, so make sure you tune in. Don't forget, check out our Facebook page, WCRS Radio. Lots of stuff going up on there. And follow us on Twitter, WCRS Radio. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.